listening to ABC Radio.
We all love a Christmas film. My favourite Christmas film is A Christmas Story, which came out a good 30 years ago. My husband's is Die Hard, which he insists is a Christmas film. I disagree, but you may have different ideas. If you want to let me know, the text is 0437 774 774. But there is actually a lot more to Christmas films than Home Alone and Love Actually. An extraordinary amount. And there's a lot of them. Dr. Lauren Rosewarne of Melbourne University has spent an inordinate amount of time looking at Christmas films for her book, which has just been published, called Analysing Christmas, Santa to the Supernatural. And I asked her, just how many films has she watched?
Yeah, I watched 1,000 of them, which on hindsight, it sounds like one of those things, surely you didn't do that.
That sounds utterly crazy. And how I didn't even know that there were that many films that had Christmas in them.
And I don't think I've seen still every one of them, but that was 3 a day for about 18 months.
You poor thing. Are you in therapy now?
Yeah. Look, I'm in the fetal position at the moment. I'm slightly unraveled to talk to you, but generally I'm spending December in the fetal position.
So, look, we can now definitely say that you are the authority on Christmas films. Tell us, first of all, why you did this. What's the appeal of looking at Christmas movies? What were you hoping to find out?
I guess there was two things. I was in a hotel room and a Rob Lowe, of all people, Christmas film was playing. And I found myself crying in that sort of sentimental way you do in Christmas films. And I thought, this is an interesting reaction to a terrible film. I'd like to explore this idea of Christmas and nostalgia and melancholy. And I thought, well, why not? I've written books about other topics and representations in film and television. Why not Christmas? Why not do an extension of sort of my life's work, which is if we were to get all of our information on a topic from the screen, what does it tell us? And that was really what I went into this project wondering.
And what did you find out about Christmas from those 1,000 films you watched?
Well, generally, most stories come from three sources. They're either a Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol, they're the Bible, or they're from the Clement Clarke Moore poem, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. And generally, every film, there are some rare exceptions, but generally they all come back to one of those storylines, which I think is an interesting idea, because every year you'll hear people say Christmas has lost its meaning or Christmas is no longer traditional. Our concept of tradition is created from fiction. And yet we have this notion of though there's some sort of real and perfect Christmas that we're all longing to return to, even though that was actually fabricated to begin with.
That's so interesting. So the Night Before Christmas ones, those are the excitement about Christmas. Is that right? Is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah, and it's not only that. We all know it as 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. The formal title, if anyone wants to look it up, is A Visit from St. Nicholas.
Hmm.
It has the first description of the Santa that we come to know. Even things such as Santa touching his nose in that kind of magical way. This is a poem from the 1800s. People like to credit Coca-Cola for somehow inventing Santa Claus. Santa was invented eons, you know, there's lots of Santa-like characters in legends from different stories. But the Santa we have so strongly in our mind from David Jones or Meyer, very, very strongly driven from that poem.
And what are the Charles Dickens tropes that come through? Regret, trying to make good? What are they?
Yep. The idea of Christmas is a time to have your spirit reborn. Mm. Christmas is a time to look back not only on the year that's passed, but on the life course. Themes of charity, charity to others, lost love, nostalgia for childhood, orphans. It's all there. It's all in A Christmas Carol.
So what I found really interesting is that most of the Christmas films that you looked at, they're actually secular in nature. They don't necessarily deal with the original Christmas story, yet somehow they are very strongly associated with Christmas, either through direct visual imaging and referencing or just through some of those ideas.
Yeah, and this was something I thought I wanted to investigate about. I guess I saw in a film a scene where two characters, modern-day characters, go into a hotel at Christmas time and can't get a room. And of course, my mind ticks, oh, that's a subtle no room at the inn reference. There are actually loads of those type of references in Christmas films, such as endless numbers of single mothers having children, endless numbers of Christmas time conception or labour, endless references to characters not being able to secure accommodation at Christmas. Because there's a school of thought that says most people don't want to watch religious films. Of course, there are exceptions, but generally, religious films don't make a mozzer at the box office. So Christmas films are able to stir in religious themes subtly through allusions such as No Room at the Inn transplanted into a hotel that's fully booked.
Right. And the other thing is that Christmas films have become such a part of our Christmas, aren't they? Haven't they? I mean, whether it's watching, I don't know, I say Love Actually or Die Hard, which is my husband's favourite Christmas film.
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life. All Americans watch that. It's become part of the Christmas fundamental tradition.
And I think that's something like I went in finding really, really interesting is part of how we celebrate Christmas is through these very films that depict it to us. And I think that's a really unique way of thinking about it, because we have this notion as though there's a perfect Christmas we're trying to achieve. It's a perfect Christmas derived from the screen as opposed to any original celebration, because if you go into the history of Christmas, it's a cobbling together of a number of different traditions from different cultures and different countries.
Hey, Lauren, I'm going to put you on the spot. So we know all of the Christmas films that most people could reel off the top of their head, Home Alone, like I was saying, Die Hard, Love Actually, It's a Wonderful Life. What are three that, if we wanted to, we should check out?
Okay, first that comes to mind is The Apartment, which is a film from 1960. Shirley MacLaine's in it. It's a woman who's having an affair with a man who works in an office building. He decides to spend Christmas with his family and not his mistress. It's very similar if you think about the scene from Love Actually, which has one of the characters, the same thing happens. They have a flirtation at the work Christmas party.
Yes, yes, of course.
She ends up going home alone. Well, if you go back to The Apartment, it's got that same storyline with Shirley MacLaine, you know, a brilliant cast. It's not thought of as a Christmas film, except it's set just through the Christmas period. It's also got one of those interesting tropes we've come to think about at Christmas, which is the Christmas suicide. We think of that as, you know, popular legend, Christmas is a time for spikes in suicide. It's actually not true, but film keeps presenting this idea to us.
Okay.
It's a Wonderful Life was probably the start of that.
That's The Apartment. And really quickly, two others?
Saving Christmas, which is the Kirk Cameron film. It's terrible, but hilarious.
Okay.
Kirk Cameron basically goes through every tradition and says that it's all connected to the Bible. Even presents represents the skyline of Jerusalem.
That sounds truly terrible. Absolutely terrible. And what about number three?
I'm going to go Gremlins.
Oh, classic Christmas film.
Yes.
Yes, of
course.
And it's
often forgotten off people's lists.
Yes, thank you for that. That is definitely going to be on my list this Christmas. Absolute classic. Well done. Thank you.
No worries.
All right, Lauren. Well, look, have a great Christmas yourself. And is there a particular film you're going to be snuggling up with come December 24th or 25th?
I will be watching no Christmas films again for the rest of my life.
And quite right too. Lauren Rosewarne, thanks very much. Dr. Lauren Rosewarne there, her day job when she's not watching Christmas films is she's a senior lecturer in the School of Social Sciences and Political Science at the University of Melbourne. That new book that she watched 1,000 Christmas films for is called Analysing Christmas in Film, Santa to the Supernatural. That's out now.
You're listening to ABC Radio.